Welcome back. This one's for the heads who love that old school jungle and early D&B feeling, where the bass doesn't just sit on the gridded kind of stretches, like it's being pulled around by the breakbeat, elastic, rolling, but still hitting hard. The core idea today is simple, but the execution is advanced. We're going to use Ableton Live 12 Groove Pool to steal micro timing from a reedal break, and then we'll apply that groove only to the mid layer of the bass. The sub stays locked, dead on, like an anchor. The mid moves like it's alive. That contrast is the whole illusion. Alright, set your tempo somewhere in that jungle range. Anywhere from 160 to 172 is fair game. I like 168 as a starting point. Now create three tracks, one audio track for your break, and two MIDI tracks for bass. Name them drums break, bass sub, and bass mid. If you want, group the bass tracks later into a bass bus, but don't overcomplicate it yet. Open the groove pool. On Mac it's Command Option G. On Windows it's Control Alt G. Keep that panel visible, because this is where the magic lives. Step 1. Pick a break and extract a groove. Drop in a break loop on your drums track. Amen-ish, think-ish, anything with proper funk and little timing imperfections. Double-click the clip so you can see its settings. Make sure warp is on. For breakbeats, use Complex Pro if your CPU can handle it. If not, regular complex is fine. Now here's a big teacher note. If your break is warped badly, your groove will be warped badly. Garbage in, garbage out. So before extracting, just make sure the loop is actually sitting right. Downbeat on the downbeat. No weird drift. Once it's clean, right-click the clip and choose Extract Groove. Go to the groove pool, and you'll see a new groove entry named after that clip. Now set some starting values in the groove pool. Think of these as your jungle control knobs. Set timing around 35 to 55%, random around 3 to 10%, velocity at 0 to maybe 15% for now. Bass is usually 1/16 for that skittery jungle chatter, but if you want a heavier stomp, try 1/8. Quantize, keep it low but not 0, somewhere from 0 to 20%. Quantize here is your safety rail. It keeps things funky without turning them into late, mushy soup. Mindset check. Let the break supply the human. Don't try to invent swing from scratch when you can literally borrow it from the thing that defined the genre. Step 2. Build a clean bass source with a sub and a mid split. On bass sub, load operator. Oscillator as a sine wave. Set voices to 1 so it's mono. You want the sub to be boring in the best way. Stable, consistent, punchy. Add a saturator after operator. Very subtle. 1 to 3 dB of drive. Soft clip on. Then EQ8 with a low pass around 120 to 160 Hz. You can go steeper if needed. The point is the sub track is only sub. No mid clutter. Important rule, do not groove the sub. Not today, not ever, unless you specifically want your low end to smear and lose impact. The sub is your grid authority. Now for bass mid. Use Waveitable if you want modern control, or operator if you want a more classic direct tone. In Waveitable, pick something with bite. Keep unison off to stay punchy and mono-ish. Use a low-pass filter, like LP24, maybe a little drive, like 2 to 6% depending on the Waveitable. Then build a classic mid-chain using stock devices. Saturator next, and this time you can push it harder, like 4 to 10 dB of drive, soft clip-on. Add auto filter for movement, but don't turn on the LFO rate yet. We'll automate later. Then EQ8, with a high pass around 120 to 160 Hz, so the mid layer doesn't fight the sub. If it gets boxy, dip a bit around 250 to 400, then a glue compressor with a gentle touch. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Now step 3. Write a bass line that actually wants to be grooved. Program a 1 or 2 bar pattern on the sub track first. Then duplicate that MIDI clip to the mid track. Here's the thing. Groove affects note starts, not note ends. So if you write long legato notes, the groove will technically move the start times, but you won't feel it much. Old school bass grooves love gaps. Use shorter notes. Think 1/16 to 1/8 with rests. Maybe a call and response between the root and the fifth, or the minor seventh. One classic move, hold a note over the bar line, then answer it with two quick 1/16 stabs. That gives the groove something to grab. Keep everything aligned to the grid for now. We're about to let the groove pool do the stretching. Step 4. Apply groove only to the mid layer. This is the key trick. Click the bass mid MIDI clip. In the clip view, find the groove dropdown and select the groove you extracted from the break. Set groove amount to something like 60 to 80% to start. Now press play. Listen to what happened. The mid starts lagging and snapping in a way that feels like it's following the drummer, while the sub stays locked and authoritative underneath. That's the delusion of stretch without losing weight. If you hear flamming, like the bass is bumping into the brake transients in an ugly way, don't panic. You've got two main fixes: reduce the groove pull timing a bit, like from 55 down to 40, or increase groove pull quantize to tighten it, like from 0 up to 10 or 20. Now step 5, the exaggerate then tame stretch trick. If you want that rubber band feel, push it too far on purpose, then pull it back with guard rails. In the groove pull, raise timing to 55 to 70, random up to 6 to 12. On the bass mid clip, set groove amount to 90 to 110%. Yes, above 100 can be spicy, especially for jungle. Then tame it by bringing quantize up to 10 to 25%. The vibe you're chasing is big movement, but controlled landing points. Like the bass is drunk dancing, but it still knows where the snare is. Step 6. Make the mid breathe with break accents using velocity. If your instrument responds to velocity, this is where it gets really musical. In the groove pool, raise velocity to around 10 to 25%, then on wavitable, use the mod matrix, set velocity as the source and map it to filter frequency, just a small amount, or map it to something that translates better than volume, like filter drive, wavitable position, or FM amount if you're using operator. That way, the groove's velocity accents become tone accents, and the bass starts talking with the break even if it's compressed and sitting in a dense mix. Step 7. Lock it down with sidechain and phase-aware low end. Even though the mid is moving, you still need clean interaction with the drums. Put a compressor on bass mid, turn on sidechain, and feed it from the break track, or the kick if you split it out. Fast attack, like 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds depending on the tempo and how bouncy you want it. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on drum hits. Then double-check your low-end discipline. Bass mid should be high-passed around 120 to 160 Hz. Bass sub should be mono. Throw a utility on the sub and set width to 0 if needed. Here's a quick diagnostic pass I want you to do. Solo drums break plus bass mid, and temporarily put a utility on the mid and hit mono. If the groove stops feeling like swing and starts feeling like it lost punch, that's usually transient collision. Fix it by increasing quantize a bit, adjusting your sidechain release, or later, after committing, manually nudging a couple key notes. Now step 8, arrangement. Because groove is an arrangement lever, not a static setting, try this classic 32-bar plan. Bars 1 to 8, break plus sub only. Tease the mid out, let the listener lock into the drum micro timing. Bars 9 to 16, bring in the mid, but keep groove amount moderate, like 50 to 70. Bars 17 to 24, turn the stretch up, groove amount 90 to 110. This is where it starts feeling like the bass is wrapped around the break. Bars 25 to 32, pull it back a bit. Maybe automate the filter down for weight, add a fill and let the groove relax so the section breathes. And here's a sick old school trick, make one turnaround bar almost robotic. Set groove amount to 0 for one bar, then bring the groove back. That contrast makes the next grooved section feel deeper without you changing the notes at all. Advanced variation. If your break already leans late, try making the bass lean forward. After grooving the mid, set track delay on bass mid to negative 5 to negative 15 milliseconds. Now the drums pull back and the bass pushes forward. Instant tension. Step 9. Commit the groove, but only when you're sure. When it feels right, select the bass mid clip and hit commit in the clip view. Now it's real MIDI timing. This is where you can surgically fix stuff. Before you commit, duplicate the clip and label one as live groove and the other as committed, so you can always go back. After commit, create what I call a timing safety lane. Pick 2 to 4 notes per bar that must land hard. Usually the first note of the bar, and the note that answers the snare. Nudge only those back toward the grid by about 3 to 8 milliseconds. Don't sterilize it, just restore impact. One more coach note. If your groove isn't obvious, shorten your mid notes so the attacks speak. Aim for about 40 to 70% gate. Then, if you want consistent tails, put the note length MIDI tool after the groove to normalize note ends while keeping the grooved attacks. That gives you clarity and elasticity at the same time. And if you want to make the groove more audible without changing timing, add a tiny bit of transient shaping on the mid only. A very light drum bus after saturator, drive low. Transient up maybe plus 5 to plus 15. Just enough to make the front edge readable. Alright, common mistakes to avoid. Don't groove the sub. It kills low-end authority. Don't overdo random. Past about 10%, It often stops sounding like funk and starts sounding broken. Don't skip quantes as a safety rail if your groove is extreme. 10 to 20% quantes can keep it from feeling late everywhere. Don't write bass notes that are too long. Groove needs space. And don't extract groove from a poorly warped break. Fix the source first. Now a quick 15-minute practice you can do right after this. Load a break. Extract groove. Write a 1-bar bass pattern with 8 to 12 notes including rests. Apply groove to the mid only with timing at 50%, random at 6%, quantes at 15%, and groove amount at 90%, then A and B at groove amount 0, 60, and 100. Commit. Then manually fix only 2 notes that feel too late. Export an 8-bar loop. Your goal is simple. It should roll with a break, but still hit hard. Recap. So you remember the philosophy, not just the clicks. Extract groove from a real break to get authentic jungle micro timing. Keep the sub rigid and gridlocked. Apply groove only to the mid to create that stretched, elastic illusion. Balance timing with quantize so it's funky but controlled. Use velocity groove to make the bass talk back, and automate groove amount as part of arrangement so the track evolves.